here tonight. Amen? Let's say it together. I believe, I receive everything God wants me to have tonight. And I'm happy everybody's here. Amen? Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. We're so honored that you're here tonight, and with all the stuff going on outside and this and that, we're still here worshiping God, and Jesus is Lord of all. Amen? Praise God. Before I forget it, I don't know if this person will be in the house tonight, but we have a ring was left on the table last night, so if it's yours, you can see me after church, and for $50, I'll give it back to you. Anybody got a 50? No. Okay. But anyway, I'm sure it's important to someone, but just see me, I'll give it to you. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this great opportunity we have, Lord God, to declare that Jesus is Lord, the tomb is empty, and tomorrow, is all right because he's going to be alive tomorrow too. Amen, amen, forever and forever and forever. Lord, thank you for each one that's here. We ask your blessings and your peace and your power and your riches and your glory and your honor, Lord God, be on the church tonight. We thank you for all these things. We invite you, Lord Jesus, to do great, mighty things in this room tonight. Lord, we just set aside ourselves. We focus on you. We thank you that you are here. We thank you, Lord God, that you have great things in store for us. And Lord God, we just want to receive everything you have. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, amen. Praise God. I have an announcement or two to make. We have product on the table back there, so be sure and go by there after service tonight. And I'm sure someone will be working back there at the table to help you out. And then we'll be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as far as we know at this point in time, we will not have church Wednesday night. But who knows? Praise God. He is still in charge. We have a very special group to do praise and worship for us tonight. And they are praise and worship leaders at Tracy's Church in Texarkana. And we'll allow them to come right now. But they have one special guy all the way from Oxford, Houston, all points around about. Therese, this is Sister Cora and Mr. Jimmy's son. So you got to treat him nice. Amen. Okay, y'all come on. Let's worship the Lord. Amen. Get your dance on. Get your feet going. Hallelujah. I got my casual shoes on because I forgot to change them. But that'll be okay. We can go barefooted in here if you want to. Amen. God is good. We love you so much. Thank you for being here. So let's praise God with all we got because he's worthy to be praised. He's the lamb that was slain for us. So I invite you all to come on down. Get up here. Just have some room to worship and just let God be God. Amen.
Sounds like y'all are used to being at home in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. So tonight's not going to be any different. But we're going to jump all the way in and worship and glorify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to lift up our praises to him. The word declares that everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. You came in here breathing this evening. So we have a right to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name. Louder and louder, gonna hear my praises roar. What you're doing here. We say yes to what you're wanting to accomplish. This meeting will prosper. And all that you set it out to be, God, we take hold of it by faith and re-embrace your move. Hallelujah. Preparing a bride for Jesus and proving he reigns. His spirit is tearing down walls built on the pride of man.
to those who've rejected him. He's reaching his hand out again. Oh, and we will embrace. We will embrace your move. We will embrace. We will embrace your love. Our God is preparing a feast. The Spirit of Christ has come. Calling out to the least and filling our lampstands with oil. And he is restoring his people by rains of sweet renewal. And the music of heaven will soon overtake the earth. Hey, we will embrace.
Magnify you. God, we declare that you are a good God and greatly to be praised. God, we love you.
never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head. Oh, I've heard some of the goodness of God. It's all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am made, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of your voice, you have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I know you as a father, I know you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness. That's what we are right now. We sing all my life. It's all my life you have been faithful. That's who you are to me. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am in, oh, I will sing of the goodness. It's running out, it's running out to me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Oh, your goodness is running out, it's running out to me. Hey, your goodness is running out, it's running out to me. Your goodness. It's running out to me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Oh, your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. Hey, your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. Your goodness is running out. Of the goodness of God. Oh, and all my life you have, it's all my life you have been faithful. Hey, all my life you have been.
Praise God. Woo! You may be seated. We're going to receive the offering. And wow, what an atmosphere to sow seed. In the presence of God and the anointing of God is here. Wow, what a time to get excited about sowing. You know, most of us smile when we get excited. Turn the camera this way, John. Let's see some smiles. Hallelujah. I want to introduce you tonight to the God of more than enough. Yes. Amen? Amen? Luke 6:38. Could we put that on the screen? Luke 6:38. Whole lot of shaking going on last night. Going to be some more shaking tonight. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise God. You'll catch on to that in a little while. Tracy gets to that point. If we get there, glory to God, but it'll be okay. Luke 6:38. There we go. Hallelujah. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Let that soak a minute. Give, and it shall be given unto who?
You.
Me. But I got to give first. That's the catch. But it is a big catch. It's a great catch. Amen. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Woo! Running over. That's the God of more than enough. He makes sure you got a good measure. Pull your roll out here. They fill it up with seed and corn, whatever's in there. Glory to God. Good measure. Yes. It didn't say if you've been a good boy, a good girl. It just said you got to give. But the thing is this. Give and it shall be given. That's going to require your faith. Giving is more than walking up, put it in the offering. It is an act of faith. So attach your faith to your seed tonight, your offering, what you give. And guess what? Jesus says, because it's in red, for those of you that don't have a Bible. Give and it shall be given unto you, me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together. They're going to shake it till it won't hold. It gets so tight in there, and then it's going to run over. I want to introduce you to the God of more than enough. He doesn't just give you a little bit or a good measure of what we deserve. He gives us more than enough. More than we can contain. More than we need. That's my God. I wish I could describe him to you a little bit better. Amen. Give. Let's all stand to our feet, please. If you're going to write out a check tonight, make it out to Faith Outreach or FOC. If you need to know how to spell a million, I can tell you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Give. God's going to bless you. Give in faith. Stand on the word. Jesus made a promise right here to show you just how big a God he is and how much he loves you. He loves us extravagantly. Oh, my. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you love us so much, far above what we deserve, so much that you gave your only son who was broken, spilled out. Our cup runs over because you love and you give so much to us, God. But Lord, you've given us seed to sow tonight, and you've given us an understanding to hear your voice and to obey and to give as you would have us to. But Lord, when we give and we expect and thank you, Lord, for the harvest on that giving, Lord, I'm expecting tonight I won't get a little bit back. I'm going to get a good measure. I'm going to get it pressed down. I'm going to get it shaken together. I'm going to get it running over. I love my overrunning God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. For our cup runs over. Lord, we have more than enough. You are the God of more than enough. And we serve you and we love you. And Lord, thank you for all you've done for us. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said, amen. Come and give. Come cheerfully. Put a big smile on your face because there is a running over blessing coming your way on your gift. Amen.
Salvation is
There is life in the name. There is no other name.
Yeah.
Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name.
The way, our truth is a lie. The only way to God is in the name of Jesus. All we need. Come on, lift up praises to our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Blessed be. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Woo. Let's give our praise team a good hand clap. Glory to God. They'll be back tomorrow night. Sure appreciate them coming over, interrupting their schedule, come to bless us as we all bless the name of Jesus. I think we could just camp out right there and just stay a long time. I tell you, the Spirit of God is rich. There is a river that flows from the throne of God, and it's flowing tonight, and it's full. It's full of everything you'll ever need. And you may wonder, is passing me by? No, it's coming to you. Put your faith on God's blessings. Expect something good to happen. God is going to bless you beyond your wildest dream. Overflowing. Get your faith out there. Believe that tonight, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we are so honored again tonight to have our pastor, Pastor Tracy. And he has a special guest with him tonight. And I'll leave that up to him so he won't get in the doghouse or anything. But we are so glad to have all you here tonight, especially you pastors. And we love you guys all so much. There's Archie and Tony and Sonia and Miss Ford, all the way from Alabama. Glory to God. Archie's from Hornbeak, Tennessee. Glory be. I'm telling you what, it's an honor to be in y'all's company. Thank y'all for coming. And over here is Mr. Jimmy and Miss Cora and Ricky, and I'm sure I'm missing some others. Some wrong in here probably in the ministry. Love you so much. Thank you for coming. And all you others, we love you too. Amen. But the main thing is this. Jesus loves us all. And he wants to do something special for you tonight. Amen. So, with no further ado, let's all stand to our feet and welcome our speaker, our pastor. I don't know what else to say. He's a man for all seasons. Amen. Pastor Tracy Harris. Let's give him a hand clap. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow, glory to God. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Wow.
Please remain standing for just a moment. The anointing is so strong. I leaned over and told my wife, I said, sometimes I wonder if I'm the only one that's feeling it, because we don't move by feelings, but it drops on me so heavy. And I recognize it. I've had it now on us for decades and all over the world. It's the anointing to minister. Oh, glory to God. Whew. My God, it's in the house. There's stuff to hear, stuff to say, stuff to give away. Things to walk away with in our lives, never to be the same. I'm telling you, tonight, oh, you're going to be so glad you came. And everybody watching online, you're going to be so glad you're watching. And I'm telling you, God has plans. This is the finest hour the church has ever seen. Glory to God. So thrilled to be here with our worship team and our ministry team and all that we do at Harvest International Ministries, and here with our great partners in Faith Outreach and all of our partners that may be watching, and all of the ministers that are here. But I'm going to dispense with some of the diplomacy tonight, because the anointing is so heavy. I don't want to weaken it in any way. I do want to say that it is, of course, my highest honor to stand before and the King of Kings, certainly to minister the gospel, which I'll mention in just a moment, because I'm going to say something you'll rarely ever hear me say. But I want to say this first before I say that. Honey, thank you for being my number one partner in life, to release me and keep those wonderful children and preach the gospel and stay full of integrity and pure and holy. You know, that's the beauty of getting to live with someone intimately for 40 plus years. You know the real and you know the fake. And not just because you're my wife. I mean it from all my heart. You're such a great gift to me and the kingdom. You're the real deal. And I'm so glad you're here tonight. And I didn't have to say that in front of these people. I've said that to you privately many times. And I really didn't say it other than it's flowing out of my heart. But you bring a grace to the meeting, a pull and an ability for me to minister in the meeting like none other. And I want to thank you for being here tonight. And anyway, would you welcome, turn around, let them see, wave at them, let them see how pretty you are. And I do want to say, I really do want to say, because of your ministry gift and the assignment on our lives, if there's anything the Holy Ghost gives you, especially in the area of seeing and knowing, while the ministry is going forth tonight, at any moment, we will flow. Glory to God. I want to say something to you by the Spirit of God. I saw it laying across the bed. I've seen this a handful of times over the years. I say these kinds of things sparingly. I try not to overstate the case, because the Bible says that those that boast of a false gift are like a cloud without rain. I'm really not interested in hype and fluff and trying to produce things. I remember when I was in England, and I'll make this quick, but I'm going to say about tonight. When I was in England and Lori and I were over there and we were ministering, and of course we took the opportunity to stay some extra days for vacation. But I still remember he encouraged me, though I was there partnering and ministering in a great set of meetings and helping with a great healing service there in the auditorium in London, England. That morning, I had seen some things that the Lord was going to do, which I'll get to briefly here. But on the way, I took some things with me, and I began to read some fathers in the faith of the generation before us. And in particular, I was talking about dominion over demons, oppression of the devil, and some revelation that came through different fathers. And if I told you one of the books I read, you'd probably recognize it, but that's not really the point. As I got it, my faith rose high. All of a sudden, we were laying back on the bed, and I was reading, and it was as if, I don't know how to say it, as if my spirit man came out of my body. Now, I know I was laying on the bed, whether in my body or out of my body, I don't know, but I came up and I saw, and all of a sudden, he said, I want to show you something. And this was in 2012, and we happened to be in England, and he said, I've done what I told you I would do. And I knew what he was referring to was when he visited me and he showed me Hebrews 13:8. And he said, if I could show you everything now, your mind couldn't conceive it, but I'm going to put a work and effect in the nations that you wouldn't believe if I told you in your days. And he talked to me about going to the nations with his healing, delivering power, special anointing to do that, that time that was not transferred in our life. And he said, if you'll be faithful. And for many years, we were faithful based on the word, just to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. We've had visitation since then, and he said he would. I'll visit you from time to time. And so in that meeting, I was just reading, doing what the Lord told me to do, and in between meetings and sightseeing and whatever we had done up to this point, it's like my spirit went off the bed, and all of a sudden, just racing before me were like video clips. Woo, 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 woo. I saw Europe, and I saw Moscow, and I saw Ukraine, and I saw Africa then, and I saw South America and Central America, and then I saw Asia. I saw Hong Kong and Malaysia, and I saw Canada and the places we had been and meetings we had done there. And in every situation, it's just like, woo, woo. Not just creative miracles that had happened in those meetings, but, for example, in India, I saw myself in a crusade, and I remember I'm preaching under the anointing. In the middle of preaching, there's a woman, hundreds, several thousand people out there, and a lady in the front of the stage, and her hair's kind of in dreads, and all of a sudden her eyes get wild. She's like, ah, ah. Well, a demon manifested because you're telling the devil, and we're preaching, and it starts manifesting, right? And in the name of Jesus, come out, kawhack, man, she hits the floor and foams at the mouth, and the devil screams and leaves. But you got a meeting then, see, people know you got power. And it's happened all over the world. It's happened in Africa when they're raised up like cobras. It's happened in Canada when it's happened all over the world. And the Lord said to me, he said, see, I came up out of, and all of a sudden those scenes flashed before me of the years before us. And he said, see, he said, I've sent you. And here's what he said to me, this phrase. I don't think I've ever said this publicly. I might have said it to you, but you may not recognize it. He said, I've anointed you to cast out devils to the north, the south, the east, and the west. Glory be to God. Everywhere he goes, demons scream and leave. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Whew.
I'm going to talk to you tonight out of the office of prophet about some things about not just this year, but this decade.
Yeah.
And I was taken up in the spirit briefly here, and I said that to say this. I don't say these things lightly and very seldom. In fact, I have never said that particular thing publicly. But when I was preparing for the meeting, I saw myself walking through this door. I saw us walking through this door. And you know, they castigated Oral Roberts for this. They made a mockery of him in the papers. They said, you know, who do you think you are? But I remember when he was believing God and he needed millions to finish the City of Faith and all that he was doing there as his ministry developed and he'd gotten mature in the ministry. He had already been castigated for healing crusades and shot out through the tent and you name it. Called everything in the book and a charlatan. And but he said, he saw Jesus. He had a vision of Jesus, and he was standing there, and he saw him, and he had the City of Faith in his hands like this, and he was towering above it.
Yeah.
Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
And of course, the papers just crucified him. He, a 900-foot Jesus. I mean, it's 60 stories, right? It's.
Yeah.
And let me not get any deeper that than take you back to England. I failed to say what I saw in my spirit, I should say. So we got in that healing meeting, and I saw myself. After that, he said, now, here's what's going to happen. And we got in that healing meeting, and I saw some things with the worship team and my part in that meeting. And I saw myself standing on the stage next to the other principal speaker and the worship team as worship began to play. And I saw Jesus appear behind the stage on the back side of it. And his head was as tall as the ceiling, and the ceiling was, you know, as a massive Colosseum. Well, not massive, but it was a huge, huge auditorium, seat thousands and thousands of people. And Jesus, I saw him from the waist up, but he was above the stage, head to the top of the room. His arms reached from side to side in the room, and he's looking over the people like this. And I saw him there to do whatever we commanded. Signs and wonders and miracles happened. I was laying across the bed praying about this meeting. I saw us walking through this door. And I only saw him from the waist up. Seems like I always do. And his waist was as high as our head, and his head was as high as his ceiling. It's like we were in him, but a step in front of him, and he was walking right behind us, as tall as the ceiling. And he walked into this room. I mean, tonight. Telling you, this is his church.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you're his people.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, he wants his church back.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
And he wants his church to allow him to be who he is in the church.
Right.
Yes. Glory to God. And he's here to say some things and do some things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is his meeting.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
I said, oh, glory be to God. Yes. This is his meeting.
Yes.
Thine is the kingdom.
Yes.
Thine is the power. And thine is the glory. Father, I yield myself to you tonight. As sincerely, as accurately, and as clearly as I know how. To obey you. As you stretch forth your hand to the people. And as you do what you came to do. That signs and wonders might be done. By the authority of your holy name. That every oppression would be shaken off of the people. And that you would glorify yourself in our midst. May the glory of the latter house be greater than the glory of the former. And we thank you of all people to be privileged to live in this hour of human history. Grant unto the people a seeing eye, a hearing ear, and an understanding heart. May it be what you said. Their eyes they have closed, their ears they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I would heal them. There's great healing and deliverance, great help and answers, great wisdom and wonders, great manifestations and demonstrations, great kingdom operations, great working of miracles and miracles of working, great all things coming together for the good in this anointing that's running like a river. And we thank you for it. And we submit ourselves to it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Can we thank him for it right now? Let's begin to thank him. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you're doing. Oh, we glorify your holy name. We magnify your holy name. You alone are worthy. Oh, God, you alone are worthy. And we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, King of Kings, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to get in the Word, but let me just say that there last night, if you were here last night, was there a wait in the meeting?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, glory to God. Well, he's here again, and the river's rising.
Yes, it is.
Amen, amen, amen. Do you have your Bibles? Hallelujah. Please be seated. Open those Bibles and open your heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last night I shared with you that coming toward the end of 2019, God had begun to minister to me based upon my assignment in the coming year, not only in our local ministry base of operations and in the lives and ministries of all those that are either ordained or under the covering or connected to us, but in the body of Christ at large, wherever we go, wherever we're invited or wherever we're assigned to go do crusades and initiate meetings, we have an assignment. And in that assignment, he began to unfold that. As I was coming out of the continent of Australia, he spoke to me there concerning 2020 and some things that would begin to happen in 2020. And one of the reasons he did was because on January the 14th of 2018, the Lord visited me on a Sunday morning. And it was at the end of our local Sunday morning worship. And suddenly I was in the Spirit, and the room filled up, as it were, with a cloud to me. Now, I don't know if anybody else saw it, but you get enveloped in the Spirit. And I saw any number of things, and there was a tongue and interpretation. And the Lord basically said, through that manifestation, that He was going to, and this is now January of 2018, that He was going to restore 20 years in 2 years. That by the dawn of 2020, He was going to supernaturally restore 20 years in 2 years. And He talked about all the things that would begin to happen. If you'll step up, step in, and step out. If you'll believe me and the laws that govern the transference and so forth. So there obviously were some conditions. But I still remember there's about a 1 minute clip in that where I got lost. I was in the Spirit and I was seeing things. And over on the right-hand area, up like up above the people, in the right-hand back corner of the building, and you can hear me say it because we still have it on tape. I said, I see a large airplane. There's an airplane hanging up there. Amen. And I said, and it's large. It's bigger than anything that we've currently. I don't know what are you saying to me, Lord? Is that, and I don't remember exactly how I said it, but I knew in here that by the dawn of 2020,
Amen.
I want you to hear what I'm saying to you now. I knew right in here that was only one little piece of the restoration of where we should have been operating. Do you understand? I mean, we can go back and listen to that, and it's pretty obvious. In fact, we might could even pull that up and play that clip by tomorrow night. I don't know. But there's some things that we'll share with you only to stir your faith up. But I need to tell this to this group right here. We flew over here in that airplane. And it did come in our hands by the dawn of 2020. He put a tool, a piece of equipment, a time redemption machine.
Yes,
one piece of equipment, a flying church.
Right.
Without that piece of equipment, they're not here tonight. And by the end of what I'm going to teach you, you're going to see why they had to be here. She doesn't know it. I didn't know it till the Lord told me. And you're about to see what God is doing. And this is a massive moment.
Praise God.
Oh, glory to God.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. And I'm telling you by the Spirit of God. So, 2020, the birth of 2020, was not the beginning. I mean, it was not the end of that prophecy. It was the beginning of it. The unfolding of the restoration of the years, the cankerworm, the pommel worm, the locust, and the caterpillar beetle. We are hurtling toward the sower overtaking the reaper and the reaper overtaking the sower. And if you know anything about Amos's prophecy in Amos chapter 9, it's quoted in Acts 15. And the reason it's quoted is because the administration of the early church, the baby church, is looking to carry out Jesus' assignment to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and they're having issues and differences of opinion between legalism and what's really our assignment, and it took Peter 10 years to Peter. It took him 10 years to figure out that all the world wasn't just the Jews. And it took him a divine visitation with a sheet let down from heaven and a supernatural angelic visitation to Cornelius' house and all things working together. You had angels, the gifts of the Spirit, visions and dreams and people sent. And when you look, oh my goodness. And in a moment, God took a man in a divine visitation of impartation after 10 years of fruitful raising the dead ministry. And it wasn't that he wasn't doing the works of the Lord. He walked through the gate beautiful in Acts 3. Yeah. And a man that had been lame for 40 plus years instantly got feet and ankles. It's not like he wasn't bearing fruit.
That's right.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? And in a divine moment, he went from a national ministry to a worldwide one. Without that vision, without that visitation, without that moment, the Gentile world, you're not sitting in that seat. And a sudden manifestation of the Holy Spirit poured out and dropping on a group of people took their heart and shook it up. Don't you know he was shaking? Don't you know Peter said, no, Lord, not so. I've never touched any of that. Don't you know it shook everything in the foundation of what Peter believed? But it cracked open the nut. Glory to God. And the Holy Ghost said, go with them, nothing doubting. See, this is the thing you got to understand. Doubt will keep you out. You got to understand doubt won't let you go. God's called you to go, but doubt won't let you. He said, go with them, nothing doubting. You don't get to go if you doubt. Any more than Israel got to go in the promised land, you're not going to get to go into anything God promised you with doubt. And that supernatural visitation dissolved the doubt.
Right.
Amen. It shook the doubt out.
Do you understand what's happening here? And so now, whew, the world opens up to him. In a moment, just like that, suddenly. Well, he had already had a suddenly in Acts 2. And the whole group had had another suddenly in Acts 4. How many suddenlies does it take? Well, it takes as many suddenlies until you suddenly realize you don't have it all. That's how many suddenlies it takes. Whatever you need to bust you through something you've been waiting on God to give you that you should already been walking in. Amen? And so as we came toward the... yeah. So as we came toward the end of this year, into the dawn of 2020, God had told me some things about the year, but on the 28th of December, we were getting ready for our year-end meeting, and I told you this last night, so I'll make this part brief, and I want to talk much more about less about the experience and more about what he said. Because in the book of Matthew 17 and even Mark, it's very important to see that when they got up on the Mount of Transfiguration, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to take this off if you don't mind. Is everybody okay? Y'all saw I wore a coat to church? Hallelujah. Would you hold that for me, please, baby? Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I want to talk more, less about the experience and much more about what he said. Because it's a big deal I had an experience. But what he said is for everybody.
Amen.
When they were on the Mount of Transfiguration, that's what happened to Peter, James, and John. It's good for us to be here. We can build tabernacles. And God himself rebuked them. Amen. And when he did, he said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. In other words, I don't care what you saw, Peter. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
Right? Why? Because the Bible says that his voice then shook the earth. The shaking doesn't come from a seeing something. The shaking comes from a hearing something.
Amen.
And we When you hear what you need to hear, some faith will arise to be able to go do some things, because it shakes the doubt out and you've heard clear, and it separates out the will of God, and you get so absolutely sure God's in this. I'm to do this. I can't fail at this. God sent me to do this.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So I'm saying that to say that as we approach the end of this, then I was there. I'd kind of gotten lost in the spirit, but I'm in the shower and the wall just was like it disappeared. Next thing you know, I saw a map, like a map of the world, and it came up, and in concentric circles, I just saw the whole world start shaking. And I heard the Spirit of God say, I don't want to talk to you about a year. I want to talk to you about a decade. And he said, this shall be known as a decade of deliverance.
Amen.
Glory be to God. A new generation of deliverers is being born. Now, there's some other things he said to me about it, but he told me that he was going to hold me responsible for my part in helping raise up that generation. So we will do that. We're going to do our part. We don't do the whole, but we're going to do our part, and everything we know how to do, we're going to do our part and pull.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
But I want to talk to you tonight about this aspect of it. The Lord said some things to me about that shaking. And I told you last night, and I'll tell you again, in the midst of the last week or so, when the world map came up and I saw the concentric circles of what they were talking about as the pandemic and the coronavirus and so forth, suddenly I saw it. And it's so important not to put your own interpretation on what you're seeing. And those of you that were in that year-end meeting will remember, I said it'll start in Asia. Do you remember that? I said I saw all of Asia shaking. Well, duh. We're right in the middle of that, not months later. When that came up, when that graphic came up last week, I realized I can't stay silent about this and wait on this. We don't have time. God's saying, we're there.
Amen.
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 And he was saying to me that this is not the full entity of all he was showing me. This is just the beginning of what he was saying was going to happen all over the earth. And when I saw that shaking, I saw borders changing. I saw governments shifting, shaking and changing. I saw economies shaking and changing, shaken out, some rising, some falling, some destroyed, some collapsing. And I saw dots like arrows, just markers hitting in nations all over the earth. And I knew there were strategic deliverers being placed by God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Anointed to go in there and deal with that darkness, and
yes,
like spears shot,
yes,
in the heart of darkness, to right in the middle of the shaking to take territory.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
Now, in that, that's what I want to talk to you about more than anything right now, is that aspect. And I want to talk to you about that aspect because the Lord not only told me governments would shake, but I want to bring it on this side. I want to get your mind up out of the natural now and realize that if you were to read and I were to read the book of Daniel, we would see very clearly that Nebuchadnezzar didn't rule Babylon. Daniel did.
Yeah. That is true.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Sure he did. Because when here's the thing. And had Daniel not ruled Babylon, those demons of Persia would have continued to rule Babylon. Because there was the ruler of that kingdom, as Daniel prayed and that angel broke through, he said, from the first day you set yourself to pray, right?
Yeah.
He said, you were heard. But then he said, I am come for your words. And Michael, who's with me, there's none that holdeth together with me. See, you hold things in the spirit. Angels are the keepers. So when you reach out with your tongue and call those things to be not as though they were, you're laying hold.
Amen.
That's how you take hold of things, with faith-filled words, by revelation. So you take hold of them with your tongue, and angels will hold on to it with you. There may be a lot, you may not can find somebody. He says, if any two of you shall agree on earth. It may be hard to find somebody that's at your faith level where you really can't agree, because you're agreeing, believing you receive it, and they're hoping and wishing, well, yeah, it might, you know, amen. Brother Hagin said that once he got to a certain place in the spirit with the things he was believing God for, very few people even understood what he was talking about, much less could believe with him. Dad Goodman was one of the only ones that ever could, a dear, dear friend of his, and sometimes between meetings, because the method of travel was much slower, he'd have to drive 600 miles out of the way to the next meeting just to go agree with him in prayer on something. Because not everybody could take hold with him. Now, God's looking for a people in the earth that'll rise up and take hold with him.
Yes.
Oh, come on now. God's reaching his hand and wants to do some things, and he's looking for somebody that'll take hold with him.
Right.
In fact, let me show you this verse. It's not my opening verse, but let me show you this verse. I think it'll be a blessing. The book of Isaiah. And I want you to look at the end of that book in Isaiah. I believe it's Isaiah chapter 64, verse 7. It says, "And there is none that calleth upon your name, that stirreth himself up to take hold of thee." Oh my goodness. There's a stirring in the church to reach up and take hold of the things of God. Lay hold on eternal life. Hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering. See, a lot of people wonder, why don't I get my harvest? You're letting go of it. You see things in the natural and you get distracted in your eyes and your time goes by and you get discouraged and doesn't look like it's going to come. Why do I say that? I know I am. Okay. I promised him I'd obey. I love you. But you're too weak. Weak people find it hard to hang on to something when it's shaking. They get shaken off, shaken loose. Are you hearing me? The purpose of the shaking is to shake the weaker one off. You're the strong one. A stronger one than him has come upon him. How do you think that Jesus drives out devils? He's the stronger one. He comes on the strong man and breaks his grip. He shakes him off. I remember when the Lord showed me, one of the things he said to me about the church starting in 2020 is he said that, well, let me just read kind of what I said because I want to get there more quickly. The Lord began to talk to me about the shaking. And here's what he said. It'll not just be the birthing of a new generation of deliverers. The birthing of a new generation of deliverers is a fruit of the birthing of God's government. I want you to understand, do you hear what I'm saying to you here? His kingdom. Because when God shows up, he doesn't come to take sides. He comes to take over. And so his kingdom government in operation won't leave you the same.
That's right.
You can't have a new rule of order of all power. Because wherever he goes, he's so heavy, he just, things that are weak that won't support the weight just get crushed under the weight of it. One of the reasons his glory is heavy laden with everything good. It's one of the reasons we don't have more glory in the church. The church's infrastructure, the church's furniture can't handle the weight of the glory. So much carnality, so much... Listen, the power of God is creative of good. But let me just tell you, it's just like electricity. It is as destructive of evil as it is creative of good. Right. Nothing evil can abide in his everlasting burning. You take Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them in the fire, the only thing that's going to burn off is the bonds. How come? Because holy things don't burn. You need to understand, when you got hold of eternal things, there's nothing temporary that can stop you, can limit you, can stay on you.
Right.
The unseen things are more powerful than the seen things.
Right.
Amen. And in that kingdom of Babylon, we had demon spirits, Persia and Grecia and whatever, and these angels were dealing with that. And what we're seeing is that there's a whole government in the heavenlies. Well, yes, sir, I'll do that. Lord seems to be wanting for me to talk about this just a little bit. Because that's where things are taken hold of. That's what the angel said. Gabriel, when he broke through and talked to Daniel was on the earth.
Right?
Right? But he said, Daniel, I'm come for your words. Daniel, I've used your authority, your dominion, and your words to take hold of what needs to change. From the first day you set yourself, I was sent. So it didn't start working 21 days later when he saw an angel. When he set himself, it commissioned the angels to go take hold of that thing and move that government. You see what's happening here? National governments shifted. I'm telling you, I've become aware in two or three meetings. I was in a meeting. Oh, you guys were there in that meeting. I was so aware. Do you remember when I stood up that night in Canada and I said, the national angel of Canada is in this meeting? I saw it and I knew it. Now, that probably went over a lot of folks' heads, and that's fine. But I'm telling you right now, the Lord God of the Sabaoth, the God of the angel armies, is in this room imparting and marshaling and delegating, reassigning and appointing and promoting, empowering and helping people and mantling and equipping and issuing revelation and insight and giftings and instructions of how to take the territory that Jesus' blood has purchased. Demons want to hang on to territory. That's why they begged a whole garrison, a whole legion of devils begged Jesus, don't send us out of the country. They want to keep territory. It's not theirs to keep. It's ours to take. It's ours. It belongs to us. Jesus' blood has purchased it. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let me show you something here. There's two verses here that I want to go to. First one is in the book of, let's see here. Where do I want to go? I'll just go to Colossians real quick. I just want to talk about this briefly so that when we talk about kingdom government coming in and the manifestations that are rearranging lives in that government, I want you to realize what's happening. The whole purpose of that's happening is he's going to take temporary governments which have no value and are temporary, and he's about to bring his kingdom upon them. And his everlasting kingdom is a mountain. It'll swallow up every other mountain. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Now look at this in the book of Colossians. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Colossians chapter 2, chapter 1. It says in verse... Well, let's just read verse 12. I think it'll help us all the way down. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us qualified or meet or able to be partakers, to take our part of the inheritance. He has qualified you to take your part of the inheritance. Yes. Now, hold your finger there. We're going to come back and talk about that. But let's look at the book of Acts chapter 17. In Acts chapter 17, I want to show you two verses. The first verse that I want to show you in Acts 17 is verse 26. And look at what it says here in Acts chapter 17, verse 26. He says, and he's made of one blood. How many bloods? One blood, all nations. Now that ought to settle the racial demon right there. Amen? But let's take it on over in the New Testament about this one new man. Because now we're a new creature. And we're all made out of one blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus that broke down the middle wall of partition between us. That made us one new man, so making peace. Oh, glory be to God. And out of one blood, all nations are made. Glory be to God. And it's not the blood of bulls and goats and all of that, that cut the covenant of Abraham. That blood covenant was promised to Abraham and his seed that he'd make his name great. And did he make his seed's name great, singular? You bet he did. He didn't say seeds, plural. He said seed. And the seed is one man, Jesus Christ, and his name is above every name. Did God fulfill that blood covenant or not? He gave his seed a name. Oh, glory be to God. Based on that covenant of blood, God fulfilled what He promised Abraham and gave Abraham's seed a name. And He gave him a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will swear. He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Sound like a new government to me. It's a kingdom government, a new authority, a new sheriff's in town. Amen. Well, here in Acts 6:17, it says, of one blood. Oh, glory to God. Of one blood. All nations of men, for to dwell on the face of the earth, all the face of the earth has been determined, and the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation. Oh, that blood will set your boundaries.
Yes.
That blood bought you some new boundaries.
Yes.
Are you listening to me? That blood sets your fixed boundary. The devil doesn't get to set your boundary. The devil doesn't tell you how far to go. The devil doesn't tell you what you can do, what you can spend, what you can have. No, you have been qualified to take your part of the inheritance. The inheritance of what? Everything we talked about last night, the power and the riches of the glory of the unsearchable riches of Christ, which is the working of His mighty power, which already worked in Him when He raised Him from the dead. When He raised Him, oh, glory be to God, you have the authority to take your part of that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo! Oh, glory be to God. The Lord said to me, talking about 2020, He said it will be an Acts 17:31 year. I didn't know what He meant. I couldn't. Now, I can quote a lot of the Word, and I'm grateful for that, but not near as much. I'd like to quote the whole thing. But I couldn't have quoted Acts 17:31 when He told me. But drop down a few verses there in Acts 17, and look what verse 31 says. Because He's appointed a day. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. He said to me, 2020 will be an Acts 17:31 year, because He has appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained. Oh, come on now. Are y'all getting this? Whereof He has given assurance unto all men, in that He has raised Him from the dead. Do you realize what that just said? That just said He's ordained to judge the whole world, and because of that, He delegated the authority on Him to all men who can now judge the world in His name and over the whole the face of the earth take it back. Yeah, yeah. He's appointed you with the authority to judge your territory and command no more curse. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I'm growing up a little. I'm going to start taking my part. Amen? Now, follow me back over to Colossians, and let's read what it says here. He says He's qualified me to take my part. Woo, glory to God. And then He says this, who hath delivered us. Can you see this? Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. Last night, we talked extensively about power and riches.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder the spirit of mammon wants to control all the wealth. He steals your influence.
That's right.
He takes your voice. He can keep you contained. See, one thing that's connected with Exodus that is so obvious is the restoration of 400 years of back wages, because that wealth wasn't in Egypt because of Egypt's greatness. That wealth was in Egypt because of Joseph. There's a short... I'm going to say this in the prophet's office, because the Lord said to me this week concerning all the shaking of our common economy and coronavirus and all of that. He said to me, there's a short window here. And He said to me, there will be some Solomons and some Josephs come out of this window. Oh, I've been waiting for the time. I've been waiting for the end of days, because He began to look at me and show me years ago that in the last days He was going to raise up some Josephs. That in the middle of famine all over the world, He was going to have a wisdom, and the wealth of the world was going to come into His hands. Joseph took that blessing, took that coat of many colors down there into Egypt. Listen, the Egyptians didn't build the pyramids. The Israelites did. Who do you think was building? Who do you think had the ingenuity and the covenant and the wisdom and the revelation? Egypt, what is Egypt now? If they were such a massive, awesome empire 3,000 years ago beyond their time with embalming and medicines and all that, what time was that? It's when the Jews were there and they had some light. What have they ever been since? When God threw a high hand by His power of crushing that worldly kingdom and establishing His government over His people, whack, brought them in Exodus. You tell me what Egypt's been since. Since the angels met them in the bottom of that sea and started jerking the wheels off their chariots. You tell me what Egypt's ever been since. And they blew out of there with silver and gold. Woo-hoo! And not one feeble one among their tribes.
Right.
I'm going to prove to you tonight, if we can get that far, that yes, there was a wind, the blast of God's nostrils that opened that sea, but there's two things. I can't prove to you this point because I can't teach it. No, I mean, I can get it. I got it. I can prove it to you, but it's not tonight. But when Abraham cut those animals in half and divided them in parts and walked through in the blood, God walked through in the blood. But He took two birds that He didn't divide either one of the birds. And God is saying, these animals represent your enemies. These birds represent you and me. You and I will never be divided. And as long as you're in covenant with me, you and I will always pass through right between the split parts of the blood of our enemies. And in that visitation, He told them, your people are going to be judged. And hear me. This is Genesis 15 now. He said, in that visitation, your people are going to be judged. And they're going to the furnace of affliction, which is why there was a burning lamp and a smoking furnace. The smoking furnace is affliction. Taking out the dross, leaving the silver. Burning off the dross, leaving the gold. Egypt, for 400 years, he said. But afterward, he said, they will come out with great substance. And you, Abraham, you will die at a good old age and be buried with your fathers. Did you know a good old age? Long life is in the blood covenant.
Yes.
Did you know coming out, having an exodus out of all affliction with more than you went into it with is in the blood covenant? Did you know? Oh, glory to God. Woo, I'm about to have church all by myself. Did you know? Oh, glory. Did you know? Did you know that based upon Genesis 15, it was the blood of that covenant with Abraham that blew open the sea? He divided those animals, and that was representative of dividing an impossible obstacle to take you out of bondage as a passageway into full deliverance, never seeing that bondage again. That's the blood covenant. The blood covenant opened the Red Sea and took 3 million people across with silver and gold and the spoil of 400 years of back wages. And the blood did that. And out of that one blood, you're made. And it sets your boundaries. Woo, glory be to God. And so when we got born again, we got delivered.
Yeah.
Folks, do you know what a decade of deliverance includes? It doesn't just mean a few people are going to slither on the floor like a snake. Deliverance is the word sozo, salvation. The gospel is the power of God unto deliverance. What does deliverance mean? Out from under any authority, any oppression, any limits, anybody else telling us what we can or cannot have, where we can or cannot go, free and free indeed to fully accomplish whatever the King of Kings tells us to do. Nobody gets to tell us no. We are delivered out from under their authority. So we're delivered out from under the powers of darkness into the kingdom. A new government. The deliverance from being oppressed under an unrighteous oppression that should not be attached to your life. Breaking his power, shaking off his hold, and coming into a whole new government. Born again, a brand new man, a new creature, and the new creature has a name. His name is Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Now I want to read on down. The Lord's taking us someplace here. Can you stay with me for a minute? I've only just begun. He says here in verse 13, 14, in whom we have. I love underlining this. I would encourage you to do so in verse 13 of Colossians 1, who hath. And then in verse 14, underline, we have. And say this out loud. He has. We have. Because of what he has done, there are some things we have now. Oh, glory be to God. Woo-hoo-hoo. He has, therefore we have. So he has done it. He has destroyed the power of darkness. And through fear of death has delivered them who through all their lifetime, the course of their lives, were under bondage through fear of that same death. He destroyed him that had the power of death. That deliverance from that fear will affect the whole course of your life.
Right.
Changes your course. Verse 15, who is the very image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created in heaven, where? And that are in earth. Say in earth. Say in heaven.
Heaven.
And in earth.
And in earth.
Say it again.
In heaven.
Say it one more time.
In heaven. And in earth.
Now visible and invisible. Say visible.
Visible.
Say invisible.
Invisible.
Say heaven.
Heaven.
Earth.
Earth.
Visible.
Visible.
Invisible.
Invisible.
Now look at this. Whether they be thrones. Say thrones.
Thrones.
You realize there's thrones in heaven.
Yeah.
There's thrones in earth.
Yeah.
So you've got to realize there's visible thrones. And there are invisible thrones. There's visible dominions, and there are invisible dominions. There's visible principalities and powers. There's invisible principalities and powers. But all things were created by him. The devil is not an evil God. He's a created being, and those thrones weren't created for the devil. They were created by him and for him. The thrones were created for him. Oh, glory be to God. That means his body should sit on those thrones.
Right.
His body should walk in those dominions. His body should have authority over the principality and the territory. His body ought to have all the power. His body, glory, his body. It was created for his body to sit. His body to rule. His body to take the inheritance. His body to shed light. It was created for him to have.
Right.
He didn't create anything on this earth for the devil to have a smidgen of it. He would be fine, and he's going to see to it that the devil at the end doesn't have two pennies rubbed together.
Right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
None of it belongs to him.
That's right.
The copper that made the penny doesn't belong to him.
Right.
The power of God made that copper that made that penny.
Right.
The riches are in the power. The riches are in the glory. The riches are in him. Our wealth is in the Word. Our victory, our success is in the Word.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
And the day we discover that, everything we'll ever need, we've just been translated into it.
Hallelujah.
The problem is not that we don't have what we need. The problem is we don't know what we've got.
That's
right. Oh, glory be to God. And when we wake up, that's why the fight is over revelation knowledge. Because the day you get the light... Huh? Is the day you come out from under his dominion. Why? Because he said we've been translated out from under the power of darkness, out from under the authority of darkness. So darkness no longer has authority when the light comes. Just sit in any place where the light shines. Darkness leaves as fast as the light comes in. Glory to God. And this is the kingdom of light. and the kingdom of love. Glory be to God. So the Lord said to me, there'll be governments shifting. There's a shaking. Whole world is going to shake. And he said, in this shaking, governments are going to shake. Things are going to shift. In fact, he told me, true apostles of God, of God's government, shall begin to rise this year. There shall be great deliverance, he said. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Boundaries and borders are changing. He said this to me, false apostles will begin to fade from the scene in the shaking. False glory will not stand. Everything built on stilts will not stand. That's what I want to really deal with tonight as we finish, you know, continuing down this path, is we're talking about what's happening in the house. And I'm telling you, there are some mighty, mighty things happening in the house.
Amen.
Amen. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Anybody getting anything? Anybody learning anything?
Yes, sir.
So in Ezekiel 37, 7, understand he gave this to me in the office of the prophet. And he said, I want to talk to you about a decade. It shall be a decade of deliverance. He told me he wanted me to announce it, that a new generation of deliverers is being born.
Right.
Well, I'm announcing it. I'm blowing the trumpet.
Amen.
Deliverance is in the house.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Deliverance is in the house. You can't break something bad enough, he can't fix it. There's no place you've ever been, he can't fix it. The Creator's in the house. Glory be to God. You're going to see absolute overhauls in human bodies where people have all but killed themselves through abuse and drug addiction and hard living and fights and barroom brawls and motorcycle wrecks. And you're about to see people that have pins and all kind of stuff. And you're about to see them totally be recreated right in front of your eyes. The government of God is taking over. I said the government of God is taking over. Oh, our ages are overlapping. Our ages are overlapping. See, it's not, spiritual things are not like walking through a door. It's not like you leave one and get in the other. They actually overlap. That's why before there were actual physical doors, they had skins and hangers and they made a tabernacle. And what became a door was they would overlap the material. It's just like we could, do you understand? In fact, the original curtains for the temple where God's presence was made out of six skins and then a seventh skin. And they took the seventh skin and they overlapped it, creating a double skin, which made a door. And it was symbolic of the prophetic time clock of God. The 7 days in which God has a lease with Adam. And a day with the Lord is 1,000 years and 1,000 years unto a day. And it's exactly like the manna. Day one, you gather so much. Day two, you gather so much. And those that gathered too little, right, had enough. Those that gathered a lot had none left over. But there was a day. There was a day you could gather double. And that was day six. I'm telling you, in day one, you couldn't handle 2 days' bread. In day two, you couldn't handle 2 days' bread. In day four, you couldn't handle 2 days' bread. But in day six, you got to handle 2 days' bread. And what's amazing is you didn't get to handle the bread of day four and five. You didn't get to handle the bread of day five and six. So in day six, you're not handling the bread of day five and six. In day six, you're handling the bread of day six and day seven. In day six, they overlap. You're handling tomorrow's bread today. Because in day seven, you won't need to gather anything. And it's a picture of the powers of the age to come. The veil's going to get so thin. People are going to be coming and going. They're going to go to heaven and come back. You mark my words. You mark my words. They're going to do it in prayer. They're going to be like John G. Lake. He's in Africa. He gets a report from Wales of somebody that's in an insane asylum, and he's in Africa on his knees praying in a temple. Next thing you know, he feels his body coming up, and his body's coming up, and his body's coming up, and he can see the ground below him, and he recognizes the territory because he's ministered there so much, and he starts flying, and he's flying over Africa, and he sees the nations as he's flying over them, and he's flying over the ocean. He recognizes Europe because he's sailed there, he's been there, he's seen the map. He's an astute man, and he flies over, and he comes over Wales, and he comes over a building, and he goes down, and he went right down in that insane asylum. He did it in the spirit. It's called translation. Not astral travel, not demons, not mind over matter, not metaphysical. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. We have a dear friend that's related to us in ministry, and some of you have heard his testimony. You know, you've heard him say this testimony, so I'm not saying it out of line. He pastors in Columbia, South Carolina. He got there, his daughter was younger, and God told him to start a church in Columbia, South Carolina. And all of a sudden he started having alarming symptoms, alarming heart systems. He goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, go home, get your house in order, get your affairs in order. You're in heart failure. You have, basically, you're dying. And he went home, and he God, why did you send me here to start a church if I want to die? I want to see my teenage girl grow up. I don't understand what's going on here. One day he was so tired, it was 8 p.m. in the evening, and he just couldn't go another step, and he had on his suit, he'd been doing some things, and he just flopped in the bed. His wife was laying in the bed next to him, and he's just laying there so exhausted, he feels like he can't move, he can't get out of the bed. And next thing he knew, he was like he was drifting, and he's kind of there in and out. Next thing he knew, with his eyes wide open, an angel appears beside his bed. And an angel says to him, let's go. He said, just that quick, it went through the ceiling. He said, we went up and 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 up. And he said, we got above the ceiling, and I saw the above the ceiling, out of the roof of my house. I kept going up until I saw the lights of Columbia. And he said, then the angel looked at me and smiled and said, let's go. He said, and then we started traveling from east to west. He said, I saw it go by. He said, I knew the cities, because in the spirit you know things you don't know in the natural. Right. He said, I saw the lights and I knew the cities, and I was flying over cities until I got to the west coast, and I knew we were coming up on California. And he said, I got over Los Angeles area, L.A. And he said, the angel brought him to a stop over the top of a building. And he looked at him and smiled and said, let's go. And it was a big, big auditorium, and he went, phew, and they shot down through the roof of that building. When he got into the building, glory to God, Brother and Sister Copeland were having a meeting in Anaheim, and the angel escorted him up and put him in the healing line while they were laying hands on the sick. They laid hands on him, the power of God came on him, whoo, he hit the floor. The angel's still standing there. After he's on the floor for a second, the angel said, let's go. Through the roof they went. Up, 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 till Los Angeles was under them. They saw the whole city. And he said, smile again, let's go. And now they're going from west to east. City. Till he comes over Columbia. And he looks down, and there's his house. And the angel said, let's go. Anyway, through the roof of his house, and he put him back in bed. When he got back in bed, he said, he started going, feeling like, he felt like he... He realized, I'm in bed. I got my suit on. And he said, and he grabbed his wife like this. He said, Donna, I think I just went somewhere. And he looked at her, and she turned and looked at him. She said, and he's African American now, so this is really awesome. I mean, not that it's not awesome for a Caucasian. I'm just what I'm about to tell you. You understand, in the spirit, we're one blood. This skin has nothing to do with it. And when you're thinking in the natural, you'll get what I'm going to say in just a moment. He looked at his wife, Donna, I think I went somewhere. And she looked at him, she says, oh my God, she screamed. And his face was a shine glowing like Moses' face. And his eyes were a bright crystal gray blue. She said, get up, go in there in the restroom. Look in the mirror, look at your eyes. He He went back to the doctor. From that day till this, not one more symptom, one more sign, one more evidence, God gave him a brand new heart. Now that is kingdom government. No, you didn't get that. See, we've treated... That's him saying, God, you sent me here to start a church. How am I going to start a church and obey you and do this, and I'm dying of heart failure? The angel over his ministry and over that church appeared to fix whatever was trying to keep him from taking that territory. Do you get what's going on here? He'd have done it just because he asked him. He'd have done it just because he's a believer. He'd have done it just because he's a child of God. But there's more involved here. Satan is trying to steal God's government that he sent a man, an anointed man, ordained to judge the area. I'm telling you, a new generation of deliverers is being born. Amen? Now, he told me, announce it. I said, okay. And I believe with all of my heart that there's a lot of different ways. Oh, there's that miracle anointing. Glory to God. I believe there's, okay, I'll announce it. I believe there's a lot of ways that we're going to birth this new generation. I don't believe there's just one way. Because we're not talking about babies. We're not talking about like Moses and pitching a little ark, you know, where you put on the river and Pharaoh's daughter finds it. He was a deliverer. And yes, he was birthed. He was born. So was Jesus. And Herod killed all the babies. But I'm not talking about babies now. I'm talking about that 20-year-old and younger generation. Hear me? That God said to their mom and dad, because you wouldn't believe, you didn't get to go in. I'm not talking about babies now. I'm talking about people that are now ready to go in. Oh, do you get what I'm saying? Because they're going to come back to that river a second time. That next generation is going to come to the same rivers that we either would or would not cross. And now God is beginning to speak to people who've lived their whole life serving Him. You know, understand this about Joshua. When God visited Joshua, Brother Contrell, when God visited him, and he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now arise and go over this Jordan and so forth. And he said, he talked about doing the assignment. That wasn't when Joshua went into ministry. He had been in the ministry for 40 years. That was when, after 40 years, he had qualified. To step into his leadership role. That was when his mantle came. He became the earthly representative that was commissioned to carry out the orders of the captain of the hosts. And he stood over against him when he looked at Jericho. You getting this, Brother Jimmy? You hear what I'm saying to you? A new generation of deliverers is being born. We got to have some revelation to understand what God's even talking about. We're taking some territory. There remaineth very much land to be possessed. We're going to take it, Brother Archie. Glory be to God. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me go there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And behold, a shaking and a noise and bones came together. Bone to bone. Whew. telling you, everything you've ever dreamed is coming together. I'm telling you, every piece and every component and all the revelation and all the people and all the money and all the help on the natural side, all the visions, all the visitation, all the angelic help, all the mantles, all the gifts of the Spirit, everything necessary to equip you on the spiritual side. Heaven and earth coming together to carry out a kingdom in the earth. Everything you need to do what you're assigned to do and your part, to take your part, is coming together. It looked all fragmented. How are we going to ever get this done? And we tried to pull levers and pull chains. How are we ever going to get this done? Don't you know when Joshua was halfway up that mountain? Don't you know when he lingered in the temple and Moses walked out? Don't you know for 40 years he asked that question many times? But there came a day. And he said, son, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you arise. I'm telling you, whatever it is that's in front of you is coming together. Bones coming to go, bone. Now you arise. The shaking is not a fearful thing. The shaking is for your benefit. The shaking is not negative. The shaking is positive. I can see we're here at a weight where the purpose, the anointing, the direction the Holy Spirit is taking this one service is not going to allow me to talk about all the benefits of the shaking tonight. You need to know them. You need to hear them so you can know how to recognize them and expect them. But what I want to do is finish this moment talking about what's happening, and he mentioned to it in Luke 6:38. He said that there is a shaking together. Glory be to God. There's a shaking that's happening. Now, write this in your notes because I'm sensing I don't need to go read it. I would love to read it. But I'm sensing I shouldn't right now. But Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse 23 all the way through verse 29, it talks about when Moses was on the mountain and God descended on the mountain and the glory of God came and the mountain shook and quaked. And he said, you haven't come to a natural mountain. But here's what you have come to, Mount Zion. You've come to the church of the living God. The assembly of the church of the firstborn. The spirits of just men made perfect. And he talks about angels and the cloud of witnesses, and he talks about the grandstands that are present tonight, looking over into every assembly. And he said, yet once more, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. Yes. Well, you can't take that out of context. He's doing the shaking for the church. The purpose of this shaking is his promise to the church. This isn't the devil. Oh, the coronavirus is. But the shaking part, do you hear what I'm saying? The shaking part is because the whole world is reeling backward because the word of the Lord has taken the planet over. All the coronavirus is the law of seed time and harvest. On the wrong side. It's the law of sin and death coming to harvest. Well, one side of it can't come to harvest by itself. There's another side coming to harvest. Glory to God. And that is the body of Christ growing up into the fullness of the measure of the stature of the man Christ himself. We're going to blow out of here in a blaze of glory.
Yes, we are.
Whoa! The
there's a collision coming, and maybe you ain't never seen fireworks like we're about to see, because governments are going to collide, and only one is going to stand when the dust settles, and we know which one is going to stand, and you on the right side of this thing.
Glory.
The whole purpose of the shaking is so that everything that can be shaken will be removed. God's dealing with the removal of what's been hindering you. That's the reason for the shaking. Not because things are wrong, not because we're to panic, not because we shouldn't do this or that or we can't be done. Let me tell you, this thing's going to pass quickly because we got it contained by the blood of the name. If the church is built on a rock and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, then the coronavirus is not going to tell the church it can't meet. Do you understand? The real government's in town. And there's coming a day when the glory of God, like in Acts 5, sitting on Solomon's porch, they're going to be backing up ambulances out here, unloading people that they can't help, that are death's door or have just died, and they're going to bring them to this altar, and every one of them going to walk out of here in the glory. And this shaking is the beginning of this last great outpouring. He's shaking the rain out of heaven. Let me show you what's happening. Are you ready? And listen, it's going to be a suddenly and it's going to be quick. Let me give you a verse and then I'm going to show you a little video clip, okay? I'm going to give you two verses real quick. The first verse is Job 38:13. Let me show you what's happening. Woo, glory to God. Job 38:13. This is what's happening. It's happening in your life right now. Job chapter 38, verse 13. Look at this. Woo! That it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. When you look at that in context, he's talking about the day that the earth turns under the sun, and that when the sun, when the dawn comes, darkness fades and it goes on the other side of the earth. It shakes everything out that caused darkness. And he's saying right now there's a shaking, and the purpose of the shaking is to shake the wicked out of the mess. Shaking is not something to fear, it's something to embrace. It is something to rejoice about, like never before. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. It's for the church. I said, it's for the church. And I'm telling you, I'm believing with all my heart. I've had people tell me before, I've watched them, I've wondered, what's going on? Because that one with issue of blood touched Jesus' garment, and he knew power went out of me. Power went out of me. And he looked around. Who is it? Who is it? And it's like a healing line where you're looking at somebody and you see all of a sudden they've connected with the anointing. Yeah, there might be 50 people there, but that person, it went into them. And you walk over there in front of them. It was happening last night. Jesus would stand in front of you. It happened to you last night. When I stood in front of you, you started shaking on the inside. It shook that foul thing out. It shook. It doesn't matter how long you've lived in that. It doesn't matter how long those limits have been there. It doesn't matter how long it's been around you. It doesn't matter how many generations of ancestors have dealt with it. You're breaking it in your life. He's shaking it out of you, glory to God. Woo! Glory to God Almighty. And look at Luke 6:38. He said, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming good measure. It's coming pressed down. It's coming shaken together. Shaken together. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And behold, a very great noise and a shaking, and the bones came together. Everything you need is coming together. He's shaking the wicked out, and everything that belongs to you, he's shaking it together. It's going to come like that. I think we have the ability to show this on the video screen because I want everybody to see it. I mentioned last night about those pecan orchards, you know, where they... watch this. Watch this. You guys have this? This is what's happening in your life right now. Say, it's harvest time.
Harvest.
Say it, it's harvest time.
Harvest.
Say it one more time.
It's harvest time.
Now, crank up the sound on it.
see why you need a covering? The harvest is coming down so hard, so fast, so quick. If you're not under a covering, it's going to knock you out and you won't be alive to even harvest it. That didn't take 20 minutes. That didn't take 2 hours. That didn't take 2 years. Good measure. Press down. Shake it together. Run it over. A new generation of deliverers. Let me tell you something. That tree just got delivered of all those pecans. Woo, glory be to God. Woo, glory be to God. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I sense the anointing's coming here right now. Good things are happening. I got a lot some more to talk about right here, all right? We're not going to touch that right now. I'm going to show you one set of verses. Isaiah chapter 32. I want to start reading in verse 29. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 29. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Woo! Let me tell you, I haven't even touched the fact of what's going to cause it. What's going to cause it is the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Come on.
The Holy Ghost is going to bring a shaking. Yeah. Oh, glory be to God. Based upon the authority of the book of Acts, chapter 4, they prayed where they were assembled, and they said, God, stretch forth your hand that mighty signs and wonders might be done by the power, by the power, by the power, by the name, and the power, by the name of your holy child, Jesus. And the Bible says immediately the place was shaken where they were assembled, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. You want to shake up the devil's apple cart, get full of the Holy Ghost. You want to shake some stuff off of you, get the spirit of deliverance on you. I'm telling you, Holy Ghost meetings are coming back big time. Going to be like that little woman with the issue of blood. They're going to touch that anointing and they're going to look around and say, what's happening to you? What's happening to you? And she came up and it says, fearing and trembling. What do you call trembling? Why do you think they call those old timers Quakers? Because they get under the anointing and start quaking. It's a shaking. And there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Shook that disease right out of her. He shook that poverty right out of her. It flushed that situation, that uncleanness out of her. It brought restoration. Yeah, I'll give him that, Lord. He's just stirring in me to say this, so I'm going to say it. Let me show you one more thing before Isaiah, and it's this. It's Nehemiah 5. Nehemiah 5:11. You know, the Lord said he was going to restore 20 years in 2 years. I'm telling you, the restoration of all things is at hand. Let me show you what's about to happen to your life. Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 11. Are you with me? They came back, and some of you know the story, so I won't belabor the point. But Nehemiah, Ezra, that whole group, Jerusalem was broken down without walls and without gates and so forth. They came and restored the walls, restored the gates, restored the city, and they did it supernaturally. And an anointing came upon Joshua and Hezekiah, and Nehemiah and Ezra and Haggai. So Zechariah and Haggai were the prophets, Zerubbabel and Joshua, a priest, and Zerubbabel. And then you have Ezra, Nehemiah, the governor. God got involved. And by the decree of the wealth, they went back and found the writing where the government said, we're going to restore God's people, and it's to come out of the king's treasury. And God raised up a Darius and a Cyrus and said, y'all go build that thing again, and we'll give you everything you need. And let it be done with speed, and let it be done unhindered, and you have full access to the king's treasury to do it. Oh, go read it. We're there. In fact, Nehemiah said in Nehemiah 2:20, we will arise and build, for the God of heaven, he will prosper us. And so he tells them this, and I love this. It's one of my very favorite verses in all the Bible, because the restoration of all things is at hand. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's here to restore you tonight. And restoration means not fixed up, patched up past. Restoration means the recreation of original intent, putting you back where you should have been if you had never had a setback. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Tonight's your night of restoration. Shout it out. Tonight's my night of restoration. And restoration's about to fall on your life as quick as those pecans shook out of that tree.
Amen. Glory.
Restore, I pray you, to them. Even today, their lands. Are you getting this? Restore, I pray you, to them. Even this day. Today. Restore today. To all of them. Restore today. Restore today. Restore today to all of them. Their lands. Their vineyards. Their olive yards. Their houses. The money. The corn. The wine. The oil that you've taken from them. Next verse. Verse 12. Look at this now. Then said, we will restore them. Woo! And not only will we restore them, we won't require anything of them to get restored. So we will do as you say. So I called the priest. I made them vow and swear an oath that they would administrate this restoration based upon the promise of the covenant. Verse 13. And I shook my lap. Woo! Glory to God. Are you ready for this? I shook my lap and said, may God shake out every man from his house and from his work that performs not this promise.
Whoa. Glory to God.
Every person, every demon, every situation that's standing in the way, hindering your restoration, God's about to shake it out of your way.
Yes.
Glory be to God. He said, every hindrance to your restoration is about to be shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said,
amen.
And what else did they do?
Praise.
According to what? Woo! Glory to God. They did what? Come on, team, get up here. They did what? They said, amen, so be it, it's mine today. I have restoration, that's my promise. Amen, so be it. I praise the Lord, thank you very much. I'm restored, thank you very much. Woo! Whoa. Now, I'm going to finish with Isaiah 32, like I said, because you're going to understand some things. You guys are going to know why you're here. You're going to see what he just said. So they all said, what was their proper response to the fact that they got this promise?
Amen.
They said what?
Amen.
What does amen mean?
Amen.
Be restoration to me today.
Amen.
Shake my tree. Shake my tree. Glory be to God. Huh? Yeah. Do you see this? Woo! Glory to God. Run up here, sister. You right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, shaker. Yeah, shaker. Shake. Whoa, glory. Lord told me a lot of things were going to begin to happen. He said, I'll walk in there with you tonight. When we read this in Isaiah 32, you're going to understand what he's here to do. He said, I'm going to walk in there with you tonight. Now, he's in here with me every night. He's in here with you every night. He didn't mean it you know, that he's never not there, but tonight is an opportunity.
Yes.
It's like Bartimaeus when they heard noise in the street. Who is that? They said, Jesus is passing by. What did he do? It's like Zacchaeus when Jesus was walking down the road. He ran ahead of the crowd. What did he do? He climbed a tree just so he could see. And Jesus saw him in the spirit, knew his name. Can you imagine Zacchaeus is the impact? Jesus is walking by and he stops and looks up and says, hey, Zacchaeus, he knew he's going to be in that tree. Understand, saw that tree that just got shook. He shook Zacchaeus out of that tree.
Yes,
he said, you climbed a tree to see me, but I'm going to shake you out of the tree and come to your house. Do you understand what's going on here? Woo! Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. I'm coming to your house today, Zacchaeus. We're supposed to have lunch together today. And can you imagine? Jesus, you understand, was there before the worlds began. So everything was made by him and for him, so he was a part of making it. Jesus, though taking on a man's body and didn't know everything, as a man, that was going, but before that, seeing into the future, he planted that tree for that day.
Yes, he did.
Glory to God. Do you get what's going on here? Shake my tree, God. Hey, you might have to deal with some squirrels, some wildcats, and whatever else. That's all right. Bam, shoot them with a gospel gun. Pick up your pecans. There's stuff up there eating your pecans.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Mississippi folk ought to know about all that. Now look at this, Isaiah chapter 32, verse 29. I'm going to read a few verses. You're going to see something here real quick, and you're going to see why they're up here and why you're doing what you're doing right now. Oh, glory be to God. Wow. Isaiah 32, verse 29. No, I'm wrong. Forgive me. Huh? Chapter 30, Isaiah 30. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29. There it is. What's the first phrase? Y'all get ready for some shaking songs. Y'all get ready to be given some songs while I'm preaching under the anointing in the Holy Ghost. You get ready. You get ready. There's a move of the music of heaven that's about to hit the earth to produce restoration. Like we have never seen. Music born of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. You shall have a song as in the night when the holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart. You're about to see what happened last night. But on wholesale, in almost every meeting, then we were like them that dream. You turned our captivity. And our tongues were filled with laughter. You can't separate laughter from a Holy Ghost meeting. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Gladness of heart as when one goes with a pipe to come to the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. Next verse. Keep scrolling, please. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. And he shall show the lighting down of his arm.
Yeah.
He's going to drop his hand, whack! With the indignation of his anger and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering tempest and hailstones. Next verse. For though through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down and smitten with a rod. Next verse. And in every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps
and in battles of shaking. I'm not going to go any further tonight, but I'm going to prove to you from the Word that the shaking is the hand of the Lord extended. He put out His hand over the Red Sea and He shook it apart. He put out His hand in that room in Acts 4 and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and the whole building shook. He put out His hand in the dungeon of that Philippian jail. And He shook every chain off, every door open.
Yeah. Amen.
And He fulfilled the vision of the night, which said, hey, come over here to Macedonia and help us. Yeah. And in case you're wondering what shook loose, it wasn't prisoners. It was that deep poverty that all of Macedonia was in. In fact, this word shaking is like a violent movement of your arms. Like somebody takes a sword and just without discretion and just cuts everything down. It's like a wave, like at a big ball game where there would be 50 or 100,000 people and they'd start a wave and it'd just go around the stadium and go around the stadium with a raucous noise. Literally, it's used many times, Brother Tony, as an offering, and it's the Thanksgiving wave offering. And God says, here's how I'm going to fight my battle. With a song. With thanksgivings. With offering. Tonight, when we had the offering, you don't know it. But all of the deficits in your life begin... If you only knew what offerings were, they're battles of shaking. Your offering is that thing that took hold of the trunk of that tree. Give, now look, give and it. Give and it. The it comes back. Pressed down, shaken together. Can you see your offering is literally a battle of shaking? You've sent some stuff in front of you that there is no way that God's going to violate His covenant by allowing you to sow seed and the devil stay on you. He's got a shaking coming. And it's not to shake you. It's to shake together into your hands everything you said, everything you believed, everything you took hold of, and to shake the wicked out of your way, and to shake the wicked out of the earth. These meetings are absolutely creating a hemorrhage of the spirit of poverty that has held North Mississippi in its grip. And the covenant of prosperity is being released on all partners, everybody in attendance, anybody that hear it, anybody watching, any ministry gift, any church, any prophetic voice, any apostolic voice, the hand of the Lord, a new sheriff is in town, a new kingdom is in town, a new government is in town, and a generation of deliverers are arising. And they're going to have a song. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, they're going to have a song. Woo! You realize, anybody know the Word well enough to know what Paul and Silas were doing when that shaking came? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. John, this is where that comes in, where he said they were singing and praying praises, and God began to tap His foot. And the heaven is His throne, but the earth is His footstool.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen to the foundations of the earth and the foundations of every prison when God just starts tapping his foot. I'm telling you, the wicked things, the deficits in your life, how he's shaking it together and filling up what's lacking. And he's shaking out the high places that are in front of you that are hindering you. He's shaking them down. He's taking the crooked places that are out of whack and shaking them together and making them straight. He's making a highway to the glory of God. And the church is going to go out of here in a blaze of glory. I'm going to say to you one more time, everything that's hindering your restoration, he's about to shake it out of his lap until he's emptied out any and every trace of what's been stopping you from getting your faith project.
Amen. Amen.
That means he's shaking sickness out of your bodies.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You hear me? If you got high blood sugar, he's shaking sugar out of your blood.
Amen.
Huh? If you got a heart that doesn't beat in rhythm, he's shaking you, shocking your heart to get right back in sync.
Right.
You understand? If you're in deception and in confusion, he's going to grab you and shake you until you wake up. There's going to be a shake up till the body wakes up.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there is. And they need a check up from the neck up, and he's about to shake them up till they wake up, and this sleeping giant is going to arise. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Oh, glory be to God. And I'm telling you right now, with battles of shaking, is he going to fight with everything that the Assyrian, the enemy, has oppressed us with. You can read the next verse on your own. It's the last verse of the chapter, but he basically says, the pit is deep and it's piled very high with wood. And the breath of the Lord is going to, because his fiery breath is going to hit that wood, he's going to throw all the enemies in this big pit that's already dug, that's like hell itself, with a bunch of wood, and his breath is going to drive them into that pit. And because that's what takes to speak words. Breath! When God breathed into Adam's nostrils, he became a man. What is a man? A speaking spirit.
Yes, speaking spirit. That's exactly what he
is. Just like God, breath gave you breath to make words.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
And every time you talk to cancer and say, cancer, I'm choking your life out. I'm pulling your guts out. You are not going to kill this body. This is the body of Christ. I bind and break your power. You demon of cancer, you get out of my way. And I'm telling you, it goes, ay, 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 ay. If you only know who you are, God's government is actuated by faith-filled words. That's the way it works. Ecclesiastes 8:4, where the word of a king is, there is power. In any kingdom, the king's words are the laws. Well, who are you? The ambassador of the king. He sent you here with orders to say what he said about here. And when you say it, it's like him saying it. And his kingdom comes on the territory.
Amen.
And it starts shaking the tree. Oh, glory be to God. Shake, shake, shake. Let her shake, shake, shake. Whew. Let her shake, shake, shake.
Hallelujah.
I really didn't know years ago, many times. Many times I'd get under the anointing and I knew angels were helping me. The winds of God would blow through the meeting and I'd just do like this. Whew. Now, am I outlasting you, or y'all just giving up on me? You think I called them up here just to look pretty? What's your response to the restoration? Sit down. Huh? I mean, there's been many times I do just like this in the name of Jesus and put my arm out and it'd go, it look like a battlefield. I mean, like a wind, like I just something mowed everybody down under the power of God. And I'm thinking, what's going on? Now I know it's him waving his arms violently, shaking everything out of the room. Glory be to God, there is a song. Hallelujah. You say, well, why do you keep on talking? Why ain't we singing? Because I'm giving them time to figure out which song that is. They probably figured it out a while ago. I don't know. Y'all got that figured out? You know the song? Folks, now's your opportunity. Let me tell you, by the Holy Spirit, I'll do whatever the Lord tells me to do. If I'm supposed to pray for somebody, I'll come down and pray for them. If I'm supposed to prophesy to them, I'll prophesy to them. But I'm telling you right now, we're acting on the Word because signs and wonders follow the Word that's preached. The Lord told me there would be miracles all over this building, just like there were last night. He told me in the lower back and all through the lower back, somebody's lower back, there's more than one person, and absolute creative miracles are happening in this part of the body. All through the midsection, there's folks with you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Is that, yeah, there it is right there. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. I walked in here. He told me that all types of abdominal issues, female organ issues, inner issues right here and organs on the inside, digestive tract issues, colon and small intestines and large intestines, it's all being healed. Everything, male or female, that's going on in your body, right down on your insides, your belly going to be like jelly. Because he's about to shake it and 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 shake it. And he's going to turn you every way but loose. And he's going to put you on a rock, and he's shaking out the enemy, and he's shaking out the hindrances, and he's shaking out the deficits, and he's shaking out the disease, and he's shaking out the curses in the name of Jesus. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Hey, yeah. And we got a new song. And now I know why you had to be here. Because this is the way he fights his battles. With battles of shaking. And with a new song. So he puts the praisers in front of the army. And when they come up over the hill, while they were starting to come up over the hill and praise God, God set ambushments against the enemy. They didn't even get to the top of the hill till they crested the hill and they saw gold and silver and jewelry and weapons and clothes and tents, horses and camels. They were so scared, they didn't even get on their horse to run. Four little lepers in another story got up and said, tomorrow, about this time. The king's attendant didn't believe them. If God had made windows in heaven, then might this thing be. He said, you'll see it, but you won't eat of it. He got trampled in the gate. But four lepers said, why sit we here till we die? We heard the prophet. If we go in there, we're going to die.
That's right.
If we sit here, we're sure to die because we're doing nothing with the prophetic word.
That's right.
So why don't we get up and act?
Yeah.
So they started to stepping. Four lepers. Can you imagine sitting at the gate? Four lepers. He said, if they kill us, they kill us. But what choice have we got? And God calls the feeble steps of four faith-filled, corresponding, acting lepers to sound to the enemy like chariots and horses of a multitude so great with footmen that the earth began to shake. In the twilight, in the night, all they heard was thousands of... God took those four leper steps and opened the ears of the enemy to hear the angel armies marching on their camp. It scared them so bad. Let me tell you what happened. We are going to sing. Let me tell you what happened. Leviticus 26:36 happened. All the word of the Lord will be fulfilled. Leviticus 26, verse 36. It's my final scripture tonight, but you've got to get this. This is what's happening right now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Leviticus 26:36. Can you bring it up for me? Glory to God. Oh, I know you're taking notes. I know you want to see it in your Bible. Look at this. You can get it later. Upon them that are left alive. In other words, I'm going to shake everything out. And the few that still try to hang on. I will send to them and into their hearts a faintness. And into the land of their enemies. And here's what they're going to do. At the sound of a shaken leaf, it's going to chase them. And then God's going to shake a leaf and they're going to run like somebody pulled a sword.
Yes.
Battles of shaking. You do. You know what David, King David called the Lord of the breakthrough, don't you? Baal Perazim, the Lord of the breakthrough. He said, go over against them, and when you hear the sound of going in the trees.
Yes, he did.
He's sitting there, and all of a sudden a wind, like an army just running through the tops of the trees. The leaves started flying and going just like a tornado was coming. And he said, when you hear the going in the tops of the trees, go down among them. The Lord's given them into your hands. Those trees started shaking, and man, they took off after the Philistines, and it became Baal Perazim, the Lord of the breakthrough. Go on, Lord, shake my tree. Go on, Lord. I hear the sound of the going in the tops of the trees. I'm telling you, I hear the sound of the going in the tops of the trees. I'm telling you, I see the enemy fleeing at the shaking of God's leaves. I'm telling you, glory be to God. And listen to this. The leaves of His trees are for the healing of the nations. So I'm telling you, He's shaking the leaves and your sickness is trembling. He's shaking the leaves in the name of Jesus and your disease is running. Glory be to God, restoration is coming to your house today. You better take this. I ain't never going to quit. Glory to God. Do something with it. Get up here. Do everything you can. Worship God. Praise God. For the people said amen and they praise the Lord. The people said amen and they praise the Lord. The people said amen, 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 and they praise the Lord. Woo, come on, guys, let's go.
I give you glory. Hey, I give you praise.
Hey,
the enemy.
Triumph.
I give you glory.
Hey,
I give you praise.
Hey,
'cause the enemy
did not triumph.
I give you glory.
Hey,
I give you praise.
Hey,
'cause the enemy
did not triumph.
I give you glory.
Hey,
I give you praise.
Hey,
'cause the enemy
did not triumph.
So glad 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 the enemy. I give you glory.
Hey,
I give you praise.
Hey,
'cause the enemy
did not triumph.
I give you glory.
Hey,
I give you praise.
Hey,
'cause the enemy
did not triumph.
So glad 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 the enemy
did not triumph.
Everybody praise, 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 praise. Says I can possess it. My dad says I can have it. My dad says I can possess it. It's mine. It's mine. Oh, it's mine. My family is mine. My breakthrough. I can have it. I can possess it.
He said to me a few minutes ago, somebody was being healed. They got an issue on the bottom of their feet, but they were being healed, especially on the right foot. And he's performing a wonderful miracle on their feet. And while you're dancing, it's going to add your stomp on it. Glory to God. It's done. He said to me, while we're praising, the prodigals are coming home, he said. He said, I'm restoring your houses. I'm restoring your houses. Did you hear what he said? I'm restoring. Shaking together means y'all gonna be together again. He gonna shake that prodigal out of the whole pen. He gonna shake that prodigal right back home. He's restoring. Oh, glory to God. Oh, no, glory to God. Come on now. All such things are happening. Now listen, I'm not gonna stop them again. You to understand while this is the battle of the shaking. Yeah. While we're praising, all this stuff is happening. Yeah. Everything you're believing for is running away from you like the shaking of a leaf. The devil's running, and what you're believing for is coming. Will you receive it? And say amen. And praise God. Come on now.
Has crushed Satan under my feet, and I declare what you gonna say. I got victory. My dance has crushed Satan under my feet, and I declare what you gonna say. I got victory. My dance
has crushed Satan
under my feet.
This man out of an orange jumpsuit into a suit. hey, the days of Philippi aren't over. God shook him right out of that jail. Power of God hit him. He hit the floor and bam, blew, 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 blew. Blew him back. Am I telling the truth? Now listen. Now, were you sane enough? Do you know enough what was going on? Because you wasn't in control. Do you remember that at all?
You told me to run towards you. I don't think I made it to you. I hit that blow backward. Didn't feel a thing. I had some change in my pocket. It went everywhere. But I think a man gave me $5 before I left, so I got double from my trouble. He told me, he said, you're getting out of jail. I thought he meant that I was on the county jail. That ain't what he meant. He was talking about I was going to get free from crack cocaine, alcohol, marijuana, depression, being broke, being tore up on the floor. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Without him, I would be nothing. Nothing at all. Woo!
Let me see the hands of the people that were in that meeting that night. Wave your hand at me. A lot of witnesses. Am I exaggerating? When he ran toward me, did I ever get my hands on him? Power of God hit him and blew him how far back? About 6 or 8 feet back, wham, and then he was several feet, 10, 12 feet from the wall, was he not? Did he not start bouncing and shaking and bouncing till he bounced up against the wall and started bouncing against the wall? And did it not shake and bounce all the money out of his pocket? Now you understand Haggai 2. I will shake the heavens and I will shake the earth. The gold is mine. The silver is mine, and I will give glory to this house, and the glory of the latter shall be the greater than the glory of the former. He is shaking the money out of the pockets. Hey! 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 Shake her up, shake her down, shake her all around. Woo! Whoa, go ahead, God, shake my tree. Yes. Hallelujah. You have any idea what's going on here? It's the battle of the shaking. I see in my spirit, Lord may do something else or tell me to do something else, but as far as I know, I'm not released from the service. Service not over. The power of God's moving in a mighty way. Still, many miracles flowing through the house. The wind of God's blowing. The river's flowing. We're not through praising. But I'm through in the flesh interrupting that flow. I'm just doing everything I can to get you to the place where you're able to walk and swim in the fullness of it. Rather than just watch another service where a few folk got excited. So I prophesied. As I was commanded. And behold, a noise and a new song. And things started coming together. Let's shake our leaves at our oppressions. Now, in Jesus' name. I give you glory. I give you praise. Cause the enemy. I give you glory. I give you praise. Cause the enemy. I give you glory. I give you praise. Cause the enemy. I give you glory. I give you praise. Cause the enemy. So glad the enemy.
So glad the enemy. So glad the enemy.
Yeah, glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. And that's all God's been doing while you thought you was off. They were cranking up the volume. The word of the Lord just came to me. Tony and Sonia, the wind that blew through your church that Wednesday night, because it's a wind blew through there. Blew through here last night. Did anybody feel that wind that blew? I got toward the end. It blew my pants leg. It was so strong. Did y'all feel that over there? It just went, woo. The winds of the Spirit of the angels of God. We'll get into that later. But the wind, the winds of God, it's what blew open the Red Sea. It's what shook the trees. And that wind was the entrance of that new government.
Amen.
And now I know what it, now I know it was the battle of shaking.
Yeah.
It has already begun. Ere you even get home. There's some things you've struggled against that you will have already won.
Amen.
For things are shaking out even as I speak. Because even next week, the ministry will take a leap. A leap up in the Spirit with greater anointing to see. Because not only do you have victory, things that are long-standing will flee. The barriers and the limits will fall. And that, after all, is what I told you would come with the apostolic mantle, my son. A birthing of sorts. Baby though it is, it's begun in the new. So get ready, saith the Lord. You'll be a spiritual father to more than just a few. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. New government's in town.
Yes.
Mantles are being passed.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the wind that blew through that building that night, that was the new government. He was confirming that was the word of the Lord, not a man's word. Oh, glory to God, you hadn't seen anything yet. Brother Jimmy, I'm not quite fully clear on what the Lord is saying, but there's something awesome and new coming on you. But it's a different announcement, a different proclamation. I almost called up here and handed you the microphone. Because the office that you've been headed toward your whole ministry, it's now for it to come in full. Because you see, back into the pastorate, and here and there did the people pull. But I'm pulling you out of their grip into the grip of apprehending the resurrection power of my son. I'm pulling you back into the office for which your ministry begun. The office of prophet you shall surely see. So get ready for signs, wonders, and miracles that beat anything you ever did see. Because the apostolic miracles of the beginning of the church shall now begin to happen upon you and my church with a lurch. And it'll lurch forward and the enemy will flee because you're about to be financially and physically free. Oh, glory be to God. I have no idea what's about to happen, man of God, but I hear the word inheritance.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think it's all spiritual. It is spiritual, very spiritual. So spiritual inheritances are coming. But I believe the Lord's telling me in the natural there are inheritances that are coming to you that you know not of. Actually, I see things of inheritance that should have been in your hands before now that were stolen from you.
Yeah.
And I'm about to restore to you. Nehemiah 5 is your scripture. I'm about to restore to you everything that's been exacted of you. And I require nothing of you. You fulfill my requirements, saith the Lord. I'm going to help you. In this hour of your ministry, you shall tower like a giant in the spirit. Demon spirits, when you open your mouth, your voice, they shall hear it. And they shall back away, and it'll be a new day. Get ready, saith the Lord. You better get a big combine because you're about to cut some big, big hay. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory be 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 to God. Oh. Yeah, I'll tell him. You and your brothers, the family, understand this. You're up for an inheritance too. If he gets it, you get it. It's not his inheritance in the sense that you're just inheriting what he's got. You're inheriting what he's inherited. Yeah. And I hear the Lord saying three things to you. It's time to step up and put up and no longer shut up. Glory be to God. Oh, man. My God Almighty. Whew. Folks, all I know is how to obey the head of the church. Amen. And the anointing is so strong, I would be remiss if I didn't give anybody with any physical infirmity an opportunity to be prayed for tonight. The Lord said to me in Michigan, the highest anointing I put on your life, son, is the healing of miracles and deliverance and the healing anointing. And he said, in any meeting, at least once in those meetings, well, we'll do it more than once, but tonight, the anointing is so strong, he said, at least once in the meeting, pray for the sick, for that's the highest anointing I put on your life in ministry. I said, yes, sir, I will. I'll obey you. Tonight, by the Spirit of God, if there's anything in your body that you know your faith is high and you're ready to get all the remnants of this shaken out, the anointing's here to shake it out. Would you come quickly, because I'm turning it over to Pastor. Pastor, would you step up on the stage and take a microphone, because it's yours as soon as I finish this line. Now, last night, I was happy to pray for any and everybody in the house, and I'm certainly loving and willing to do that, but I'm telling you right now, if you don't come immediately and right now, you're not going to get prayed for. No stragglers. This is going to be quick. The power of God's here to heal. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Get them lined up for me, gentlemen, because I'm moving. The anointing's strong, and I don't want to waste anything. It's precious. It's precious. Precious oil. Oh, there it is right there. There's the healing power of God right there. Take it. Take it. Watch them. Watch them. Watch them. Watch them. Watch them. It's yours. Now take it. See, your mind was on who's behind me. Who's going to catch me? What's happening to my body? Get it inside. That was your healing. That was your healing. That was him shaking your tree. Let her shake. I said, let her shake. Shake this thing out of you. Quit worrying about it. That's what's keeping it. The natural, the awareness of the natural. It's what's letting that thing stay. Now shake it out of her. Leave her now in the name. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Be healed in the name. That went right there. You, right here. Move quick, 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 quick. Be healed in the name. That went right there. Right there. Be healed in the name. There it is. Be healed in the name. There it is right there. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the mouth. There it went right there. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. You already got yours earlier. Now walk home with it. I know you did. I know you did. You got it right over there. Glory to God. Be healed in the name. That went right there. Be healed in the name of Jesus. There it went right there. Be healed in the name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name. By the mighty name. I shake out that thing. Finish the work. Come out of her now in the name. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Sure. I'm done. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. What a beautiful scene to see the power of God set people free, heal things that are broken and wrong, shake off all our troubles. We don't have trouble anymore. We shook it all off. Wow. God is so good. Well, I don't say goodbye just so long for a little while. Maybe you'll come back tomorrow night. We won't be done. Act 3 tomorrow night. Praise God. Love you all so much. Thank you for honoring the Lord Jesus. Because you did, that's why he showed up. Glory to God. Don't forget the product table back there. And praise God. We love you so much. Father, dismiss us to God be the glory for the things he has done. Lord, thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for freeing us, delivering us, and Lord, teaching us how to walk free and set men free. So, Lord God, thank you for this wonderful time tonight. We will remember it forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we all said amen. Amen.